Hello, hello. We are back with our next Connecting the Dots video. And really, at this point, ladies, we have learned all of the philosophies, all of the thought processes that are going to set you free. And it really is just a matter of wash, rinsing, and repeating. And so that's what a lot of this is going to do. I'm going to take you a little bit narrower and deeper into some concepts to drive you home. But really, we've talked about how to create your forever self, how to not just make this a short-term temporary fix, right? We've talked about really how to learn this language of reverse engineering how you want to feel and then entering food and honestly anything else into the subject. We've talked about how to heal the cycle of overeating and how to replace it with patterns that and habits that will actually make your brain happy to learn and make those habits sticky. We've talked about how to really take an experimental approach to your food freedom. And the truth is that every time you experiment, you're going to just get honing in and honing in and honing in. And so we're, on the next level of experimentation, I'm going to teach you how to take that to the next level. But of course, we've got to integrate what we're learning so that it builds and it connects and it sets you up for success for what's about to come. And of course, just like a recipe, you wouldn't add flour and sugar and eggs one by one and not mix them together, right? So we got to make sure we're integrating things as we go and connecting all the dots. So again, big picture recap, right? We're here to get a strategy and the systems of thinking that are going to support you to break the current cycle of overeating and really set you free and streamline that process and really teach and feed your brain a new definition of health, which we got into the ins and outs of over the past couple of weeks. Like, what's your definition of health and self-care? And this is going to grow and evolve as you do, of course, but now you've got the foundations. And of course, we've got to add the peace of mind and the ease and the pleasure back into the equation, right? And the reality is, as you're learning, no one can or is or will be an expert on you. You have to become the expert on you. And so how do you do that? You've got to look at your struggles three-dimensionally and therefore the solution three-dimensionally. And so you can't just look at it like a body thing. You can't just look at it like a mind thing. You can't just look at it like a brain thing. It's got to be all three. You need a three-dimensional and global solution. And that's why we're constantly talking about mind, body, brain, physical, mental, and social, emotional, right? Because again, you can't outperform your brain. You can't outsmart it. You can't out diet it. Your self-image has to grow and evolve as your habits do, okay? And that's why we're integrating. That's why we got to keep connecting the dots. And that's why we got to keep, it's really about that repetition, right? We now are learning a process that makes you feel good as you go. And now it's about ingraining it. And so of course, we keep talking about this forever self. Like, what's her physiology? What's her psychology? What is she feeding? How is she reacting and responding, right? What kinds of questions is she asking? Is she looking at the drama or is she always bringing herself back to the data? Is she looking at this like this is just another thing that I'm doing, or is she looking at it like, no, this is the conversation I'm going to be speaking for the rest of my life. And this time is different because I'm doing it differently, right? Of course, it's always a matter of what you are feeding her. So we got to keep coming back to, what are you feeding? Is it the data or the drama? What are you feeding? Is it control or freedom? What are you feeding? Peace of mind or control? What are you feeding? Happiness or unhappiness or dis-ease? What are you feeding? Health and self-care or weight loss? The repair, the care mentality, all of these distinctions, right? Are you feeding the blue or are you feeding a new red? All of these distinctions, you have so many in your toolbox. And to be honest, all it takes is one or two for you to radically transform your life, but you've gotten so many, and the more you use them, the better you get, okay? Because remember, control is the opposite of freedom, right? But you gotta choose freedom. We all think that control is like, oh, I gotta hold on to it. It's the one thing I can control. It's like, no, the only thing you can control is who you're being as you respond to things, right? And you can choose freedom, but freedom will never come from a life of control. And so if you are always living in that world of good, bad, right, wrong, should, shouldn't, healthy, unhealthy, all or nothing, you're going to be flip-flopping from one extreme to the next, or you're going to be giving, like, you know, too much permission versus too much restriction. We've talked about that connection before, right? And so when you, it's got to be the stories and the strategies that have to shift so that you can now step into a world where you have the wheel. You get to decide who you're being and how you respond to any given thing. But control is not the solution, ladies, okay? And so again, the downside of control, it leaves you on this roller coaster, which is too much permission versus too much restriction. Like, It's one or the other. There's no on or off. And that's the roller coaster. And it's, you know, there's no middle ground. We're never just like, you know, well, sometimes we can be living in the gray, but it's either usually one or the other. Sometimes living in the gray, like you're not in or out, can be even worse. It can feel even worse. Okay. And so, you know, again, this is going to hold true for anything, whether it's food, wine, online shopping, you know, mindlessly scrolling through Instagram, whatever it is for you, it's that same mechanism as our brain, as we've learned. And again, the only thing you can control is you. You can influence who you're being, how you're feeling, and how you choose to respond to what's happening by creating this whole new series of awarenesses. And so how do you control, air quotes, control the habits in your brain? Well, make it so that you don't have to by setting yourself up for a winning game with habits that will actually stick in your brain. And we talked about how you got to make it feasy. It's got to be fun-ish. It's got to be easy-ish. Or at the very least, you can't hate it. It can't be stressful, right? And so when your brain gets that pleasurable dose, right? Or at least something that gives you peace of mind, like it doesn't rattle you, that enables your brain to say, wow, I can actually store this as a long-term habit and I can make it part of who I am. And it travels over to that basal ganglia for storage. And that's the point when you get to that place where you're like, wow, I don't even have to think about it. I just show up as this version of myself. It's like auto magically become you, right? And so remember, the journey matters and how you feel absolutely matters. And so we looked at some new truths where the female brain, yeah, it's different than the male brain, and we need to feed ourselves accordingly because we as females, we are more emotional. We're wired this way and we've got to take care of our emotions. Just like you take care of what you're eating and how you're moving your body, we've got to take care of our emotions, right? And so again, that part of your brain that experiences physical and emotional pain, it's bigger and more active than that of the male brain. And that's why we are, you know, a lot of women come to me, they're like, I feel so crazy. And it's like, no, we are wired to be more emotional because that part of our brain is bigger, right? But it's also the part where when that brain is in pain, like your social brain's in pain, that is who is reaching for those comfort foods or those numbing devices or any of that mindless behavior. And so again, you're not a drug addict. You just want that connection, that oxytocin. And so I invited you into the possibility, like what if connection was not the end all be all solution, but it was a big part of the equation for you. And you started entertaining that as a solution. What would life look like for you with that, with those eyes, right? And then of course we fed a lot of this through this new red, like where are you finding the old blue and where's the new red? Whether it was the food goggles, the freedom goggles, and then those magical questions that we learned in Healing the Cycle of Overeating, where we took that a lot further. And so what you've been doing up until now is really practicing wiring your brain for success with those rituals, right? The happiness, the peace of mind recipe. You've also been looking at your life through new goggles, right? I've given you a new pair of goggles pretty much every single week. At first week, we started with the data versus the drama. Then we went to the freedom goggles, the food goggles, then the overeating, like took those even deeper into some more distinctions with the Healing the Cycle of Overeating. Then your experimentation goggles, right? With the, you know, the repair versus the care mentality. And now these new self-care goggles that you're seeing yourself through the journey of physical, mental, and social, emotional. And so that is what we've been ritualizing up until now. Of course, I talked about those three magic awarenesses that, again, those are the game changers for you. If you can become aware of the why, the what, and the how, and reverse engineer how you want to feel and who you want to be, your life belongs to you again. That is something you can control, ladies, okay? So again, continuing the conversation of slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Remember, we want to make this sustainable. We want this to be a forever conversation. So what you really want is freedom, happiness, and peace of mind. That's all you really want, right? And so again, at any given time with all of your choices, you're either walking towards it or you're walking away from it. And as soon as you can take radical ownership for that, your life is gonna belong to you and you're gonna start being really conscious about your choices. And then it's binary. It's like, am I moving towards freedom or happiness or peace of mind, or am I moving away from it? And you'll know immediately because again, it's just, it's binary, right? The other side of it is like who you want to be, your forever self. Are you walking towards her or are you walking away from her? Again, neither one is good, bad, right, or wrong. I just want you to be aware of what you are feeding regardless. You're always feeding one or the other, okay? So we've kind of hit that into the ground, the what are you feeding, but there's so many distinctions. There's always a choice. You have the power to choose. That's one of the beautiful things, right? So here is what is next. Next, we're going to connect the dots even further. I want to help you hone in your new relationship with food And so, AKA, like allowing that relationship to happen. And so I just want to give you some more food for thought, some deeper distinctions as you go through your next experiment. Because as you know, this is just a series of experiments. Like I'm leading you through a few of them, but your life is one big experiment. That's the cool thing about it. It's not about perfectionism. It's about experimentation, okay? Experimentationism. I just made up a word. And in order to do that and to give you, make you feel equipped to really rock your experimentation mentality, I want to introduce you or maybe just reintroduce you to a few simple concepts, okay? So the first one is something that I call appetite correction, okay? And here is the truth. Well, first of all, yeah, it's a thing because think about it. You've had tens of thousands of repetitions of ignoring your appetite, ignoring hunger, maybe focusing on food and ignoring your body, okay? So of course, it's gonna take some time. And when I mean appetite correction, what I mean is your body is gonna learn to naturally eat, air quotes, the right amount of food, what it needs versus just like overstuffing it, understuffing it, all that, right? But you have to give it consistency and become hyper aware of why you're eating and how you want to feel in order for that to happen. So in other words, the more you just implement everything that you're learning, the more appetite correction will actually happen. But I wanted to introduce you into this idea that it has to happen because if you are gluttonously overstuffing yourself or like punishing yourself with diets, your appetite, you're probably not tuned in. And so what's the cool thing about what happens is it naturally corrects itself and comes back to its own homeostasis. But you gotta, again, just like any skill, it's gonna take reps in the beginning, but eventually it will just become you. And you're not gonna have to think about it, worry about it. You're just gonna get to tune in and plug in and hone in, right? And so, for example, I have a client that, you know, she's just a few weeks into the program and she went out to ice cream with her family and she, you know, was eating her ice cream and she had like, you know, half of it. And she's like, okay, I think I'm done. And she threw away the rest of her ice cream and her husband was shocked. He's like, what? You're going to throw that away? And she's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm done. I had exactly what I want and I don't need any more. I don't want to be too stuffed. And he was like, he was shocked. And I asked her on the call, I was like, when was the last time you did that? And she was like, never. And I said, how long have you been comforting yourself with food and sugar? And she said, 30 years. In a few weeks, she totally was just tuned in because first it started with a decision to transform. But then she just, again, was committed to learning her body, listening to her body, tuning in. And that is what can happen with the power of that. And again, so appetite correction is just gonna, what's gonna happen if you continue to dial in these concepts. So again, it's not a matter of like, there's a good time, a right time, a wrong way, all that to eat, right? I want you to realize that your body is going to start telling you when to eat, okay? And you get to use your body's intuitive clock. And again, you have one, you just need to learn how to use it and read it. And but you have to do that by practicing the art of listening. It doesn't just come haphazardly. You've got to create that. Okay. So the bottom line is here, as you're experimenting, lady, it's about getting to know your body, getting to know your hunger inside and out. And when I say hunger, we now know that that means emotional hunger as well. Okay. It's not just a physical thing anymore. It's like, when am I bored? When am I lonely? When am I sad? When am I grieving? When do I desire connection? Okay. Keep that in mind. All right. Concept number two, this idea of healing your nervous system and your gut. Okay, so when I say and your gut, it's like, why the gut specifically? Well, your gut, your gastrointestinal system, your gastrointestinal tract, it's nicknamed the second brain. It is its own nervous system. It's called the enteric nervous system. And so that's why it's so important. Like a lot of people don't realize how closely tied nervous system health and digestion is because they are part of your central nervous system, okay? So when I talk about healing your nervous system, what I'm saying is like your nervous system is the queen of your body. It is as upstream as you get, except for the respiratory system. Like the respiratory system, if I put a pillow over your face, like you're gonna die soon, right? So that obviously is the only thing that's above it. But it dictates every other system in your body. So if your nervous system is not healthy, there's a chance that your other systems are not healthy too. And so unfortunately, the medical world nowadays is addressing things symptomatically. They're like, oh, your gastrointestinal system's distressed. It must be a gastrointestinal problem. And it's like, well, no, but also my thyroid is inflamed and I have IBS and I'm really like I have all these, I have adrenal fatigue and all that. And it's like, oh, it must be your adrenals. Oh, it must be your gastrointestinal system. Oh, it must be your thyroid. It's like, no, what if we looked at it upstream and got your nervous system healthy? And what if that took care of everything else because it swam downstream and affected the system of systems of your body? So that is what I'm inviting you into the thought process of, is like, what if the goal, the end goal for healing your metabolism, healing your gut, all of those things that you may think you have something that's actually broken, what if it was just a matter of healing your nervous system and getting your nervous system to trust you again, okay? Because, so just to review, the sympathetic nervous system is that, its nickname is the fight or flight nervous system. It's where most women are living and where that's when your nervous system is nervous. We want to get it out of that system and teach it to be in your parasympathetic nervous system, which is where rest and digestion happens, okay? So again, a lot of metabolic issues are actually mental and emotional. And so when we get your nervous system to relax and be in a relaxed state, and that's why we start with the data versus the drama, because oftentimes the drama is what causes us all that anxiety, a lot of times all this gut stuff will go away. Okay, so here's the other thing. You can, and you will, if you put in the reps, train your nervous system to be in a default relaxed state, but you've got to commit to it, ladies. It's got to be a commitment and a mindful, conscious choice, okay? The other thing is, a healthy nervous system can handle almost anything, okay? So if you ever heard like you're gluten intolerant or lactose intolerant, I'm not saying that stuff doesn't exist. That is legit. There are people that have celiacs. There's people that have lactose intolerance, all of that. But there's a lot of people that just have dis-ease at those things. And the truth is, it's because their nervous system is nervous and not healthy, and it is reactively reacting to those foods and deeming them toxins. So oftentimes what happens with my clients, it happened with me too, is when you get your nervous system healthy, your body can pretty much handle anything or anything in moderation, okay? So keep that in mind too. But again, this takes time, it takes reps. But once your nervous system feels safe that it's gonna like get taken care of, it will naturally start taking care of you. But again, that takes a little bit of time, okay? It's a repair process, but it happens a lot faster than you might think, okay? So again, I just wanna remind you, the tale of two brains. When you have a nourished, fed, and healthy cell, you get to fuel every system in your bodies. We're not talking about proteins, fats, and carbs. I'm talking about nutrients, vitamins, minerals, okay? You also, your cell has energy, vitality, and the ability to heal and regenerate. Notice we were just talking about healing your nervous system. Yes, that's why I'm such a fan of these nutrients. It's not because I'm like, oh, you got to be healthy because it's so good for you and I'm green and all that. It's like, no, this is what your body needs, okay? But also it's going to enable you to optimally digest and extract and keep that gastrointestinal metabolism system healthy, okay, which is what you want. And again, when you're healthy, when your cell is healthy, you're going to find you're not craving a lot of those foods. Your body is just kind of copacetic and flowing, okay, versus an unnourished, hungry, and unhealthy cell. You know, chemicals, they really just decrease the health of your cells. And when you don't get enough nutrients, it means that your cells can't get what you need. And that's why you might be lethargic or not having enough energy and all of that stuff. But also your metabolism will suffer if your cells are not healthy, okay? And it's gonna cause more cravings, more dis-ease in the body. So just keep that in mind. The bottom line, ladies, we gotta take care of our nervous system first, because again, it is the queen of our bodies. I jokingly say every other system in the body is the nervous system's bitch, okay? Because it's true, that is the queen bee. And so when we take care of it, it takes care of us, okay? So concept two, healing your nervous system. What if that was a thing? What if that was a thing you were aiming for and that was one of the goals of your health plan? And also we talked about appetite correction. What if that was a thing? What if that was one of the things that you were aiming for where it just corrected itself and now you just plug in and tune in every single day? You don't have to think about food. Your body will tell you, okay? And then the third concept, this is a big one. This is a beliefs thing, okay? You know what? Part of me was like, maybe I should have made this first, but I'm ending with it last because it's going to trump everything else, okay? You need a new story about convenience, okay? And here is what I mean by that, right? If you have a story that it's hard or that it takes too much time to be healthy or to lose weight or whatever, that is going to become the definition of self-sabotage, because you're going to feed into that story and that will become the truth, okay? So we've got to change your beliefs about how easy or hard it is to make eating healthy convenient or feasy, right? Because again, if you have a belief that it's hard, you will find hard. If you have a belief that it's expensive, you'll find expensive. If you have a belief that it's inconvenient, you'll find inconvenient. But if you have a story that it is easy-ish and fun-ish and saves you time and saves you money, you will find those things too, I promise you. So that's why it's gotta start with your beliefs. And luckily for you, we have that entire beliefs overhaul process in your membership dashboard. So if you go to the beliefs mindset section, you'll see beliefs overhaul part two. It's the advanced mindset section. It takes you through like, what's the old story? Why is that BS? Or at least like, why does it not have to be true any longer? And then what's the new story? So just to kind of give you some examples, right, about this belief about convenience. So the old belief, your old belief might be that eating healthy takes too much time or that it's inconvenient and hard to maintain. Well, an example of calling, and again, we got to find resonance. And again, this is all, I walk you through this step by step in that entire video, and there's a worksheet and all that. But when I say call BS, it could be as simple as like, well, that's not true. I've just actually practiced making it hard. And I was comparing myself to all these women on Pinterest or Instagram that quick fix these elaborate 5-course meals. And I just felt bad because I didn't stack up to them. And I made up a story that it's hard and inconvenient because I was modeling hard and inconvenient, right? And the new belief is, hey, I can set myself up so that it's easy and convenient. I can find ways to make it feasy. And finding a way to make the process feasy is the best use of my time and energy, right? Another example of a new belief might be like, eating healthy can be easy and fast, but I have to commit to it and make it a priority. Another new belief might be like, taking the time to set myself up for success. Yeah, maybe it takes some extra time, but it is way easier and takes a lot less time and energy than feeling like crap all the time. Okay, I have a belief that I can stock my fridge with healthy, nutritious foods, but also create convenience for myself so that eating healthy is easy and simple. And so that's what I do. But I had to build that belief that it was possible first. So again, take yourself through the beliefs overhaul that's in the section, because you've got to develop a story that serves you, ladies. You've got to build a new story about convenience and ease and feasy. And it all starts with your beliefs. Okay. And I love this. Laura Lee talks about this in our stressless cooking program, which you get access to. And I'm actually going to talk about in a second. But she says easy is earned. And what she means is that how you eat, it becomes easy with practice, but practice only comes when you make it a priority to practice. Okay. And so again, there's no judgment either way if you do it, but if you're going to commit, you got to make it a priority. Okay. And that being said, you have access to the entire stressless cooking program, which we did to really take this entire conversation and bring it to life. It's like, how can you become a stressless cook so that it's easy, it's fun, you feel like a stressless cook, you don't have all that shame about who you're not being in the kitchen, and you get to make that part of it feasy. So check that out. It's in your member dashboard. There's an entire process that we walk you through step by step. Okay, so again, you saw it coming. Here is what is next. We've got to, again, for lack of a better way of saying it, analyze your results from your last experiment so we can make the next one even better. And so what you're gonna do right now is we're gonna go through that experiment diagnosis just like you did last week, okay? And then you're gonna start reverse engineering your future by creating your next intentions for your next experiment, okay? So again, first you're gonna diagnose yourself, you're gonna figure out what was great, what was challenging, what you wanna recreate and bring forward, what's next, like what you wanna add on, try on, or continue to ritualize, and where you might need some support. And of course, you're always integrating it into your forever self. And of course, invitation without expectation, feel free to submit your results to the help desk, okay? Then, of course, it's time for your next experiment. Again, we're just honing this in, okay? So again, if you're feeling good, you just need some tweaking, you're just gonna do the same experiment and just set new intentions using the tweaks that you made in the diagnosis process. It's very simple, okay? We just wanna keep it working, eliminate what doesn't work, bring forward what does. If you need to tweak, you can go back to the different experiment, reach out to me in the help desk, see what's not working, and then you're gonna go back and try another option using the tweak. Again, there's two different choose your own adventure options. There's technically three because everybody starts at phase one, right? And then you're gonna go back through that diagnostic process afterwards, okay? Then looking ahead, you're gonna see, just like last week, this week we have the information, the implementation, and the integration all together in one video. There's a workbook that walks you through it. And we're going to talk about really taking this from an internal journey to an external. How do you invite others into this process and communicate with power? And so we're going to craft your communication strategy next. Okay, so go ahead and dive on into that. I will see you over on the help desk, and I will talk to you soon.